Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've arrived at Brighton for my day trip, and we're here to see Jane, visit her in her lovely new place. And we're going to visit the communal gardens. And Jane's going to make us a lovely lunch, I'm sure, unless she's eaten it all up before we get there. And we might even have a little look at the sea. Hooray!
Long hot days in the shade of some big old tree, making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
Hello!
What microphone ready?
Oh, so nice to see you, Jane.
Enter.
Isn't it lovely here looking out to sea, Jane? I mean, you must feel so good.
Well, I just feel like I'm on a permanent holiday now. Goodness knows what I'm going to be like when I ask my mums to do any work. Because I can't envisage doing work now.
You're going to have to get a boat, and if you get a big call from someone, you'll just have to get a boat and just sail out to sea, won't you? And
say, also, they can't get me.
Yeah, and they'll all come and they'll shout at you from the beach.
We need you for the third series of Bloods. Yeah, I'm not coming. I'm not coming back. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So what are we going to do on this little day trip to Brighton today?
Well, I thought we could go into the gardens. Ooh. We've got some communal gardens. And we could see how they're planted, and they're rather beautifully planted. And we can come back and then have some lunch. If you wanted to go onto the beach, I know that you've not brought your swimwear, unfortunately, but you could go in the nude, because there is a nudist beach down there, so you could go in the nude and I could give you a towel.
I think I'll do that.
Okay, good. Because there's not enough women who are on the nudist beach. It's predominantly men, so it would be lovely to have some females down there in the nude.
Have you been in the nude?
No. No, I've not been in the nude.
But I'm not doing it on my own. What I'd have to do is I'd just have to get under the water and then take my bra and pants off and throw them for you to catch.
Or you could keep hold of them and then you could put them back on again before you came out.
Yeah, or I could just swim in my bra and pants.
You could.
Would you feel a bit embarrassed if I did?
No.
You know what my knickers are like?
Oh, yes, actually, yes, you've reminded me. No, better nude, I think.
Because you saw my knickers once when we did a job, didn't you, and you didn't like them?
No, they were disgusting. They had all holes in them. But I've already been in the water this morning. It was so lovely.
Was it?
Oh, and yesterday when I swam, it was just like the Caribbean. The water was so clear and like that sort of aquamarine. It was absolutely beautiful. So I swim out. I swim out to one of the boys.
Oh, which one?
The first boy.
And what do you say to him when you
I say, good morning, boy.
Does he speak back?
He says, oh, you again.
I wish, do you think one of your swimsuits might fit me?
Oh, yes.
It'd be a bit tight, wouldn't it?
Be a little tight. So what I suggest is that we put the oven on for lasagna and have a little look around the gardens and then come back and pop the lasagna in.
Ooh, it sounds brilliant.
I've made it before, but I'm not as good a cook as you, Esther.
Oh, and it
didn't
off it.
And it did look a little like it could potentially be dry. It's not enough liquid in it, because you probably understand the science of cooking, like you understand the science of bees. And I think, like, maths and science were my worst subjects, and I had a mental block on both of them. I kind of switch off. It's sort of weird. Because my best friend Patsy, well, at school, she was very clever at biology, and I used to say, Patsy, what's number one? Patsy, what's number two? Patsy, what's number three? I was just a hopeless case. I was in the GSE class and then I was demoted to the CSE class and I came bottom in both classes. Just did not understand. So it's like sort of, I understand it when you're talking about it, but I just can't retain it. I just can't retain it.
You know, I was the same. The only thing I ever understood was osmosis. And I think that's because the diagram they used looked like a sausage. And I really did like sausages.
We're going to go through the garden now. We all have our special key.
Ooh, magic.
So welcome to the garden.
Thank you. It's absolutely stunning, isn't it?
This is the south garden, and then the north garden is obviously in the north, and that's dog-free, but you can actually bring your dog in here with a lead. They're properly gardened, these. That's part of the service charges, but you can volunteer if you want. My neighbour volunteers. So it's lovely that you can be as involved with it as you want, really.
It's perfectly tended, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I can see that all the planting is so beautiful here.
Yeah,
you've got your sedums, the catmint, the echiums and the verbascum. Oh, absolutely. So gorgeous.
Nepeta, that's the name for catmint, isn't it? Or Nepeta. Nepeta or Nepeta. We'll be correct. Look, that's a wild bee as well. That was a funny little bee.
Oh, funny little bee.
What are these?
Those are poppies.
Oh, what's that one?
That's another lamb's ear. And if we look closely, look. Oh, there's the wool carder bee. Can you see it?
Oh, yes. Which one? That one?
So there's the male there.
Oh, how do you know it's the male?
Because that's all black and that's the female there. And the male, I mean, I don't know. I think it's the male ones. They guard it and they've got like these like prongs on the body.
Oh, yes, I remember Alison telling us about that.
Yeah, and it's almost like they stab the other bees when they come nearby.
Oh, I remember that from our bee safari.
Yeah, so they guard it very closely.
See, I had these in my garden as well. What's so lovely is that there's a lot of things that I had in my garden, so I've got them here as well.
Amazing.
So nice, isn't it? And what about this one? This one as well, Esther.
This is valerian.
Valerian, that grew as a weed in my garden as well. Just popped up.
I mean, this grows anywhere in anything.
I love that.
Yeah, it's so good.
You know, you see a lot of that in hedgerows.
Yeah, yeah. That's a hebe. That grows lovely in spring.
I can smell dark. They're everywhere, the bees. They're saying, hey! Esther, you've come to visit. Well, you know you love us.
Oh, it's beautiful. Makes me want to take my shoes off on this
grass. Well, you can do, why don't you? These tall ones are called caroons.
Yeah.
And what colour do they come out as, Essie?
Well, they've got like a lovely purpley-blue flower inside and they're related to the artichoke. But they're nice and tall, structural, and the bees love them. In fact, I always love looking at them when they're in flower. It's like bees become like totally intoxicated inside them and they like bury the head like they're going into a sort of a deep sort of muff almost, like just going right deep into the flower and they can't get their heads out because it's intoxicating.
Really?
And in the morning you get up early when your cardoons are in flower and sometimes you actually do find a dead bee because it just got lost in all that nectar.
Oh, but it had a lovely death.
Oh, it did.
And when do they flower?
You know, July, August.
I'm going to come back and look at the bees.
Yeah, they do smell very nice as well.
Oh,
beautiful,
do they?
Yeah.
Do they? Cartoons. Well, I remember that because I just think cartoons.
I wonder who the gardener is.
Hot lips. Well, I saw him yesterday.
Oh, here he is. That's so funny. We're just recording on our podcast.
My name's Jason Sewell and I'm a gardener.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just such a beautiful garden.
I've always been into gardening, but as a youngster, it was never anything touted as a career. So a bit later in life, I signed up for a training scheme. I got placed at a wonderful garden in Sussex, called Sussex Prairie Garden. Loved it there, got really inspired by the owners. Then I moved on to Wisley with the RHS. I've just finished their diploma. Did that for 2 years. I spent a little bit of time at Kew after that.
All right.
And in between there and here, I've been working on a private estate in Sussex.
You literally appeared. Like, we just said, maybe...
the shrubbery.
Totally a bee garden, isn't it?
It's a bee garden. There's lots of plants that bees are attracted to here.
Yeah.
Because the important thing is to not go for those fancy double flowers where they can't get inside.
Yeah, well, like roses, really.
Yeah. I mean, some of the more simple ones are okay, but the frou-frou fancy ones, they can't get in, can they?
No.
How long have you been working here?
I've only been here about 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. I'm the newbie. So, yeah, very nice.
And how does the planting come about here? Is it somebody's idea or is it a general, like, how did it come about?
I think it's, from what I know anyway, I think it's developed over the years. Because, of course, the square was a bit run down in the past, and then people have moved in, and then there's been a bit more resources.
Yeah.
So I think over, like, the last 20 years or so, it's developed quite a lot.
Mm.
So, obviously, they've been planting stuff, but a lot of stuff is left to self-seed as well, and if it looks good, it stays there.
My neighbour volunteers, what I was saying to Esther, it's so lovely to have a garden that you can choose to look after if you want to.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you can just enjoy it and just sit in it, which is sort of such a blessing.
It's really nice. I always think it seems bigger when you come in than the outside. When you walk around, it doesn't seem that big, and then you're in here, and it's like a lovely oasis, really.
Yeah.
I mean, where else in a city where you've got a garden by the sea, really?
It's stunning, isn't it? And everything is bee-friendly. I can't see anything that's not. Obviously, the grasses, but they're for the birds as well, aren't they?
Yeah, but, you know, if you keep some weeds in your lawn, of course, there's scope for the pollinators in some of those weeds too, rather than the traditional, you know, pristine lawn. There's also food for pollinators all the year round here. There's plants here that they can come in the winter as well to feast themselves.
Because we've looked at all the summer ones that you've got here, and we can't imagine anything else could possibly happen after all this, because it all looks so in flower. So what have we got yet to come?
We've got the late summer perennials, so things like rebeckias and echinacea, all those later ones.
Yeah. Sedums as well.
Sedums, they're great for bees. Mm. I mean, it's like bee city when you look at a sedum.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I must say they're called Hylotalephium officially now. They changed their name.
Oh.
It's a bit of a mouthful, I know, so most people stick with sedums.
Yes, yes. And is this Nepeta or Nepeta?
Botanical Latin is taken from a dead language, so you can sort of say it how you want. You get snobby people say, oh no, it has to be say like this, but however you want to say it. Nepeta, Nepeta.
Okay.
Has it got any short, you know, other names, like, has it got a common name?
I think it's called
catmint.
Catmint,
yeah,
catmint. It drives the cats wild.
Yeah, so they go and sit in it. You see cats plonk themselves in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And so then it's flattened.
Do you get a lot of cats hanging out here at night, you know?
I haven't seen any.
Smoking joints.
That's probably where we smelt that dog, from
the cats. They've been in there getting high in the evenings. There's a lot of other wildlife here, actually. We've had a lot of foxes.
Yeah.
Quite sad how much of wildlife and habitats we've lost over the last 50 years. I think it's like something 97% of our native wildflower meadows we've lost over the last 50 or 60 years, which is sort of quite scary.
And would they ever come back?
The thing is with the meadow, it's about being managed sort of like long term. So traditionally they'd be grazed for part of the year to create furrows and stuff for seed to land in and fertilisation. But of course they've been lost, so it takes time to get like a traditional wildflower meadow established again. But a lot of people are doing it now.
Yeah, because Esther went to Chelsea Flower Show and she said that seemed to be the trend, to get back to that sort of meadow.
Yeah, why not? You know, a lot of people into gardening with weeds, and I think if it looks nice and it's not going to take over your garden, why not, you know?
I know you've got a lot of really lovely, beautiful managed lawns here, but do you visualise in the future that you might have a meadow area here?
Well, we've started off a few small ones. Over in the south west corner, I mean, there's a new one over in the southwest there that's just getting established.
Nice.
They take a few years to get going.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're looking promising. We found an orchid as well.
Really?
So a pyramid orchid there.
Nice.
So just one.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it all spreads.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's not to like about this job?
Oh.
Yeah. It keeps you fit, beautiful, and I get to talk to people in the garden.
Yeah, I love
that.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Look, it's fine. Who are you?
Well, it's been in like 3/4 of an hour now, hasn't it?
I think it's going to be cooked, Jane. I don't think there's any problem. It'll be absolutely delicious.
Yeah.
Do you want some help? Oh, God. Is everything okay? Oh, that looks delicious. Look at that. You can smell the mushrooms.
You smell the shrooms?
Well, it's mushrooms.
It's mushrooms.
It's mushrooms, obviously.
There's quite a bit of chilli in it. It's a hot one. Not too much, because I thought some people might not like it too hot, so I've not done it too hot. I can't think what it's got in it now.
Just stuff.
Got
all your old socks that you were getting rid of that you were trying to recycle. Mm. I'd say the pasta is cooked al dente.
If everybody's all right with al dente.
We'll go with al dente.
Well, you like your Italian food, Essie, so have you had a lasagna al dente?
Ooh, many!
So this is an ottolenghi spicy mushroom lasagna,
mm-hmm.
And we've got a Bosch Texan potato salad.
Ooh!
And this is some dressing, give it a shake before, and there you go. Please help yourselves.
So, Jane, you know when we first met at Gordon Mansions,
mm-hmm.
It was quite an unusual sort of... Edwardian type of flat, or Regency flats, weren't they? They're very much like this, don't you think, when you come in the door? They're a bit like...
But they're Victorian.
What are these flats, then? Are these Victorian?
No, this is Regency.
Mm. But they have got, like, a feel of Gordon Mansions, haven't they, with the windows, and especially when you come inside, sort of quite old-fashioned, isn't it?
Well, very old-fashioned. I mean, it's like faded grandeur. As you're walking through the communal area.
Well, we got a cheap deal, didn't we, at Gordon Mansions?
So cheap. Our landlady, Esther, subletted to us. I don't know whether it was legal or not. Anyway, they can't get her now because she's dead. Well, I paid about £30 a week.
I paid £25.
Oh, well, I would have paid the same as you because I came before you, so I was probably £25 as well.
I had an army blanket on my bed.
Well, because you're such a good cook. I mean, I didn't really cook in those days. Not very much, anyway. How did you go in that little kitchen, which was so kind of, like, tiny? When I first got there, Esther had a very tiny little fridge. I said, oh, do you think you might be able to get a bigger fridge, Esther? He said, oh, no, you'll just have to make it work out. You just have to put your... Because she's from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
You can put your milk on the ledge outside to make more room. So she wouldn't buy a fridge. And then Richard, who was my flatmate at the time in the mansions, he had a key that actually fitted to her bedroom. And he sometimes used to go and sneak in there and have a look around.
I did that too.
Well, she had a great big fridge freezer in there. Great big fridge freezer. We had this little fridge and she had a great big fridge freezer. And one time she was defrosting her fridge. I had a corn on the cob, and when she was defrosting the fridge, our little one, my corn on the cob disappeared. And I said, oh, Esther, I said, I had a corn on the cob in the fridge. I said, where's it gone? She said, I put it down in Phyllis's fridge. I'll go and get it. Well, Before that, me and Richard had been into her bedroom and seen my corn on the cob in her big fridge freezer. So she pretended to go down to Phyllis's to get my corn on the cob, but really it was just in her bedroom, and put it back in our little fridge. But by the time you got there, did you have a bigger fridge?
She did have a bigger fridge, but she took some of the shelves out, so you could only use, like, one shelf.
What was that about?
I don't know. Maybe she didn't want us to store too many things, but she was quite eccentric. She used to make her own dishcloths, didn't she? She used to knit them. But it was very sparse, the place, wasn't it? And she had, her furniture was all covered in plastic.
Plastic bags.
And even her lampshades were covered in plastic, weren't they? And the carpet was even had, like, it was plastic, you know. She obviously thought we were going to wreck it, but we didn't.
She didn't eat very well, did she? I only ever remember her eating Rivita.
She used to have a sponge cake sometimes in the fridge, like an apple sponge cream cake that she got from Marks and Spencer. And sometimes... Oh, dear. Sign of appreciation. Sometimes... she used to eat mince, and she sometimes used to have porridge oats as well in the morning.
But she'd have mince, though, wouldn't she? With no vegetables, just mince, basically.
Yeah.
Just mince.
But she had a lot of cookery books in her bedroom, all covered in brown paper, yeah.
I bet she loved you. Did you cook for her?
No.
Did you not?
No, because...
I thought you would have done.
Yeah, it was a very sort of... it was very tired old place, that was, wasn't it? The entrance did remind me a bit of that, but there was something... Like now, everything's... All flats and stuff are very... They're all done up, aren't they? I was thinking, you know, everything's new. And here, there is, like, a feeling of that old-fashioned sort of reminds you of your grandma and stuff. I like it. I like that.
I mean, since I moved in, I don't know... Because I thought it'd be nice to get it all painted. But since I've moved in, I don't really mind the faded grandeur of downstairs. I don't mind it.
And when you come into your flat, it's sort of like a... It's like a hoo-hoo, isn't it? It's like a surprise.
Yeah.
So, Jane, I noticed that you haven't got your ping-pong table here.
Yes, I know I had a ping-pong table in the garden in Twickenham, but no, I don't have one here. However, I have joined the local ping-pong club. They're all very good at the ladies. Excellent.
Would you like to play ping-pong with me one day?
Are you good at ping-pong?
Not really.
No, then. At the club, we play a thing called top table, where, you know, so you work down the table, so if you lose you go down a table, and if you win you go up a table. Even though I do win a few times, I find it very stressful, and I don't think I find competition very attractive. So when I see competitiveness in other people, I find it quite unappealing.
I know what you mean. I know I ask you questions sometimes, and you know, about beekeeping, but I'm not happy when you don't know the answers.
Sorry. I know you're not happy because you've been teaching me for blooming four series, so I'm not surprised you're not happy.
So, Jane, thank you for the most amazing lunch. It was absolutely beautiful. Shall we go down to the sea now? Might sink.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Well, apparently, Esther, this tunnel that we're going to go through, which leads under the road to the beach, was inspired by Lewis Carroll and is called the Alice in Wonderland Tunnel.
Ooh. Do we have to take any mind-altering drugs before we go down there?
Yeah, we do.
Great.
I brought those. Oops. I brought some shrooms.
Oh, we did have a mushroom lasagna.
See, look, it's a little bit creepy.
Here's the entrance.
But it's lovely when you look at it,
isn't
it?
Oh, isn't that nice?
Let's echo, echo, echo.
Woohoo!
Hello, hello, hello.
Maybe who's in there? Maybe the bones of Alice.
You later, Essie.
Oh,
for humiliating me the other night. They close the footpath, Essie.
Yeah.
So we have got to go down here, but if you go down sidestep along this grass verge.
It's like a scree.
So go downside.
and you're actually fine. Slowly.
I might just run down. Oh!
You did it effortlessly.
I've got this little railway that runs from here into Brighton, which is so cute.
It would be nice to go back to London on that open top train.
Oh, you can. Go all the way?
Yeah.
It takes about 5 days.
Oh.
If it goes all the way to Crouch End.
Oh, lovely. So this is where you come down for a swim?
Yes. Obviously, it was very low tide this morning, so you could walk for ages out.
Oh, wow.
It's on high tide now. And then a little bit further up there is the nudist beach.
Oh, is that where we're heading?
That's where you're going to take all your clothes off and say, too many men, too many men.
Could actually go on the brown pants.
I love seeing people who haven't been in the sea for ages going in, particularly young people. There were some youngish girls who went in yesterday. They were just so, like...
Screaming. That's how I am. I'm terrible when I go in the sea. I always make so much noise.
Yeah. What, because of the cold?
Yeah. Do you dare me? Should I go in my brown pants?
Yeah, why not? But are you going to get all dry afterwards?
It'll soon dry, won't it?
Is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.